It now appears that the Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, lied to South Africans in her justification for the continued ban on the sale of cigarettes and other tobacco products. If this is indeed the case, then the President surely has no choice but to now dismiss her from his cabinet. On the 29th of April, in a televised briefing of the regulations for Level 4 of the lockdown, the minister claimed that the government's decision to prohibit the sale of tobacco products was partly based on what she said were more than 2,000 public submissions supporting such a ban. These submissions form part of the 70,000 public submissions made to government at the time. In this briefing, the minister said, and I quote, "Even in the public comments, there was quite a lot of opposition. More than 2,000 people opposed it," unquote. She then went on to say that government took that into consideration in their decision to keep the ban on tobacco and related products. But in her responding papers to a court challenge by the Fair Trade Independent Tobacco Association, it paints an entirely different picture. This 4,000-page response from the minister, clearly meant to spam the court, included all the public submissions she could find to support her actions, plus many it seemed that nothing to do with cigarettes or tobacco at all. And what these papers reveal is that the actual opposition to cigarette sales turns out to be a mere fraction of those that she had claimed. The question is, when the minister said on live television that government took into consideration, debated the matter, looked at it, was she in fact implicating the rest of the National Command Council in this lie, or did she herself deceive her cabinet colleagues? Either way, this conduct renders her unfit to occupy the position of a cabinet minister, and particularly one with such sweeping powers under the Disaster Management Act. Of course, it should frankly be immaterial whether 2,000 or 454 people wrote in to support the ban. This has never been the basis for the formulation of any other lockdown regulations. But the fact that Minister Dlamini-Zuma took the decision to make up a number of alleged supporting submissions and then to lie and mislead the people of South Africa in her briefing should be grounds for immediate suspension from her position. If the president now wants to salvage some credibility for the government's response to this crisis and on this issue, then he cannot allow the minister to evade accountability on this.